This is the Happy Mama Movement, a weekly podcast dedicated to changing the conversation about what it means to be a mother and a woman in this day and age. I'm Amy Taylor Cabaz, author, mama, and former journalist. After spending 15 years chasing news and burning myself out trying to be Superwoman, I realized that I was chasing a dream that no longer served me. And since then, have dedicated myself to understanding the transition that we go through as women when our whole identity shifts with motherhood. Every week, I will bring you the very best insights and inspiration I can find to help us all change the way we feel about this time in our lives and create a movement that allows us to honor motherhood differently. Welcome back, beautiful mamas. It wasn't until last year that I finally recognized that I felt like I had to make a choice. I had to make a choice between my career and my family. I had to make a choice between my health, my day-to-day health and happiness, and my career. I had tried my very best for many years, trying to juggle and be all to everybody, pursuing this career that I had dreamed of and had worked so hard to achieve and to reach. And yet, I was struggling so much. I found it so hard to be that superwoman I needed to be the woman I was expected to be at work that same level of intensity that I had in my 20s, as well as come home and be the mother I wanted to be. And it's only just in the last few months that I have truly seen, really seen, that choice felt like I didn't have a choice. The choice was made for me. It came to a point where my body was so broken and I was so stressed that my body tried to birth my third baby at 28 weeks. And in those days in the hospital and the following 10 weeks, as I sat on the couch and reflected on the massive change that had just taken place in my life, it didn't really occur to me that I felt like I'd had to make the choice. The choice was obvious. Of course, I was going to do what I needed to do to look after my little boy. And from that moment on, the choice continued. I chose to return to the ABC very briefly out of necessity, but to leave as soon as I could. I chose to stay at home to work. I chose to look after my health differently. I chose to say no to opportunities. I've chosen my work hours. I've chosen so many things since that time of feeling like I didn't have a choice. Is it really possible for us to value and honor motherhood and yet still want so much from our lives? This is what I am fascinated in. I want to know, truly know, that can we have these competing ideas? I've heard in the literature and studies around this that I'm now diving into, it's often called the competing devotions. So many of us felt a devotion to the work that we were doing, to the path that we had. Perhaps a devotion for you was to your leisure, travel, freedom, independence. And we loved that part of our lives. And then when motherhood came along, a brand new devotion bloomed instantly, or for some of us, maybe not instantly, but slowly. And so now we are faced with this competing devotion. Can we really have such deep desire to do both when both of those things seem so contradictory, the careers that we have, we're forced to work such long hours. They're not family friendly. And even if they're said to be family friendly on the surface, often the reality is they're not. You're expected to work after your children go to sleep. You're expected to be on call day and night. Or you're expected to do a full-time job in just 3 days. And so is it really possible to do this? And does it mean that if you value your work and your career, that you don't value motherhood? Think about that for a moment. Have we got an assumption that the women who love their job and go back to work don't value motherhood as much? Are we judging each other? Are we assuming that the competing devotions that we feel as women means that we don't value motherhood as much? Or on the flip side, if you choose motherhood, if motherhood becomes such a huge priority for you that you don't choose your work for a little while, does that mean you have no ambition? Of course not. None of this means anything other than this is our opportunity to choose for ourselves. Can we do both? And can we choose one or the other without judgment? Can we feel that the choice is ours? In hindsight, I don't feel like I had a choice. Of course, I chose my baby. But because of the working conditions that I was expected, choosing my career as well as the health of my children was not possible. And I think that that's exceptionally sad. Because for me, it didn't feel like I could have the competing devotions. I couldn't have both. Of course, it's worked out beautifully. And from this, I have created this work. I have found what I believe I was always meant to do, and that is talk to all of you about this exact topic. But I do think that each of us need to ask ourselves, what is the expectation on me here? Is it really possible for me to do both? Do I want to prioritize one more than the other? And if you do, do it with confidence. Do it knowing that it's the right thing for you right now. Stand up for yourself and believe in yourself and listen to what your heart is saying. If you miss your work and you want to do more of it, then do that. Find the support. Talk to your work about support for your children. Get neighbors to help. Connect with other mothers and share the drop-offs. Of course, if you can, get your partner, if you have one, to do more. That goes without saying. But do this because it is your choice. And equally, if your work is not working, if your heart tells you you want to be with your children more, that even though you built this massive career and you wanted it so badly, it's changed for you now, do that. Don't let the choices be made for you. We have to be able to choose these things for ourselves. And don't let the assumptions of the world around us, the society around us, change how you feel. Don't let the assumption that you should want to stay home longer change that you want to go back to work. And don't let the assumption that you should be finding balance, you can't give it all up and just stay at home after all these years of working. Don't let that judgment stop you either. Find your version of how you want to devote yourself right now. And don't let those competing devotions force you into a choice that doesn't feel like yours at all. Until next week, beautiful mamas, please share this podcast with any working mama, stay-at-home mama, new mama or mama well into this journey that you can think of. Because I honestly believe the more we talk about this and these crazy competing emotions and devotions we put on women, the more liberated we all will feel. Sat Nam.